Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. Today, a feature report with our third of three state finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. They would be Brad and Karen Hines of Hart County. Brad says he's always been around farming, though he started out unconventionally.
I grew up on a dairy farm where we worked with the cows every day, but always dreamed to have my own repair business and worked at a couple other shops after I was 18. Kind of got away from milking cows, and I started my own repair business in the winter of 2003. Kind of built that from scratch, built a good business working for other farmers and mostly farm equipment and diesel trucks.
While he enjoys that, he did get the bug to get back to the land.
Bought my first farm in 2005. I've always raised tobacco and shares with my dad and grandpa, but when I become a landowner is when the farming operation really started.
During the judge's on-farm visit, Hines felt like they were impressed with their record-keeping and diversity.
We've been using the UK Farm Analysis Program, and that's helped us a lot the last 4 years, I guess. We got everything to show the bank to be able to get the operating money to get by. So that's been a challenge. The record-keeping is a whole nother job.
We'll check out that diversity in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work-study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with Hart County young farmer Brad Hines, who says diverse is a good way to describe their operation.
I guess in 2005, I started my first year with just 80 acres of soybeans and was renting equipment and had my planting custom hired. And then I started purchasing older equipment and fixing it up for my own use and doing custom harvesting for neighbors. And I guess we're up to 1,500 acres of grain now and 300 acres of pasture and 100 acres of tobacco and 100 acres of alfalfa in the commercial small square hay business for horses.
Then Hines says there's the livestock side of their farming activity.
We started in 2006 with 20 heifers. We've built a herd over the last 10 years and got them all calving in about 45 days in the fall. We used to have spring and fall calving, but the fall works better for us getting them bred in December. And we got 135 mama cows now.
Brad and Karen Hines, finalists in the Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest, winner to be announced December 2nd. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.